It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you.
You,
the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show.
234-343-1065.
That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. Good day and happy Motivational Monday to you. It is the 22nd of the month, February. It's bike week on the river. Yeah. Today we're playing the Bee Gees. We play one band, one group, one artist on Mondays, and we're going to play the Bee Gees today. So enjoy that for our, what we call bumper music, in and out of commercials. Happy birthday out there to Hildy Angus. Hildy is 65 today. I don't think she'd mind me saying that. It says so on her Facebook, so I'm sure she doesn't mind. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live in the Ken Perella Real Estate Building. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the next hour. If you want to call in during the program, you heard the phone number in the intro. It's 234. We have our own area code at the tower, you know. 234-343-1065. A couple of announcements before we get to Eric Fox with ProFit, the Entrepreneur of the Year. Our flags today are half staff, and that's because the governor ordered them for former Speaker Jim Wireless, I guess is his name, passed away on Friday. So the governor has ordered our flags at half staff today. I also want to mention that if you want a dog or a cat in the month of April, you can go to the Bullhead Animal Shelter and adopt one for free. Yes, Swanties of Bullhead City. Yeah, your car lot there on Highway 95. They're paying for adoptions this month. Everybody who wants to adopt a pet gets it for free. So go check it out. You can also call the Animal Control, 928-763-6000. Our Chamber of Commerce in Bullhead City has a mixer tomorrow at Nexa Mortgage. That's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber. I don't have an address for it. Sorry. 754-4121. So you might have to call and ask him where it's at. Mojave Accelerated Learning Center has a musical production, In the Woods Junior. I don't know what that is, but we're going to find out tomorrow because they're going to come in and sing parts of it and tell us all about it tomorrow. It's at the Melk Battleground. That's what they call their new gymnasium. 6:30. The 26th and 27th, so that's Friday and Saturday. Any questions, call Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, 704-9345. And, of course, it's Bike Week, but we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's say good morning to the Bee Gees and good morning to Eric Fox, Entrepreneur of the Year, founder on a dime of ProFit.
I like that.
Well, you know, I was one of the judges for the Community Achievement Awards, and you told us you had less than $6 in your pocket when you opened up ProFit.
The day we opened up the doors, I had like $5.37 in my bank account.
Wow. You got guts.
Yeah, you know, it got to that point where, like, we were in it, and it's like, well, what am I going to do now? I can't turn around. I can't just shut the doors and then get my money back.
Right.
Like, I got to continue to push forward. And
because what you're saying is that, and I recall the story, you went to several banks with a business plan, which people,
5-year plan,
aren't used to seeing.
Yeah, right.
You went there with a 5-year plan, and they went, it's COVID. No, you can't open a restaurant during COVID.
Yeah, September 2020, all of them was like, Eric, you don't seem to understand. Like, this is a big risk. You're going to open up an unproven concept in Bullhead City in the middle of COVID when 150,000 established restaurants are closing. And I was like, yep, I am.
And it's worked for you.
It's worked.
Well,
yes.
And it's not just worked for you, but it's worked for our citizens. They like, you just brought me a
Strawberry banana smoothie,
yeah, which is delicious. I'm not quite halfway through it because is fresh. What's in it is real.
That's it. You can stand right there and watch us put all of our products in there. No added syrups or sugars. It's natural, and that's the way it was intended to be.
Right. And that's the way you do things with ProFit.
Exactly.
So because I asked you, I said off the air before we started in the green room, I said, do you get people that just come in just off the street for a smoothie? And you said, all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's real, fresh food.
Yeah.
You can't get that at a drive-thru.
Exactly.
Well, Kingman, you can. Your drive-thru.
Exactly, right?
Take two. but normally, when we think about fast food, drive-thrus, you don't get this quality of product.
No. And I'll tell you a quick story on that. So when we were first putting these recipes together, someone made a comment that McDonald's had a strawberry banana smoothie. And I'm like, what? Are you serious? I'm like, oh, I got to go get one. So I pull up. I order one. I'm in the drive-thru. And they hand me this vibrant red. I could smell the strawberries 4 feet away. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm competing against this? And I tasted it. And, of course, like, it was a sugar rush right off the bat. But, like, I'm like, man, this thing is, it tastes great.
Right.
So I called a buddy of mine that his son works at McDonald's at another area. And he says, yeah, like they put like 6 pumps of like strawberry syrup in there. I'm like, that's why. So if you want that sugar rush, that sugar down later and all that, then so be it. But you can feel good about drinking our smoothies and our products.
Yeah.
Right. So
you're not going to get the sugar rush.
Nope.
You're not going to get the calories.
No.
That come with sugar.
Exactly. And it's all natural.
Yeah, it tastes great. I've been sipping on here.
Right?
I'm spoiled now. Don't tell my wife.
Right. Oh, yeah. She's going to be mad.
Yeah. So I mentioned Kingman for your drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's a drive-thru where you pick up. You don't order.
Correct.
You call.
Because we're not fast food.
Right.
Right? We're quick service casual. So we have it was great to pick up this property. I've been trying to get it for a year and a half, 2 years now, and it finally came through. But I love the aspect of the drive-thru because if you order meal preps, DoorDash, Uber Eats, get a smoothie in the morning because you can order ahead for pickup and just drive right through, pick it up, never even have to get out of your car and just keep on going.
For you women in Kingman, when you think about it, that means when you start putting on your makeup, you go online and order your smoothie.
Done.
By the time you get there, it's ready for you.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So it works out really good, and we've been getting a lot of great feedback from the DoorDash and Uber Eats drivers because they love the idea.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Yeah, they don't have to park and go inside.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it works out really good. Yeah.
And someone's texting me from Havasu saying, we want a ProFit.
You know what? That's next on the list. We are going to be, I'm probably jumping ahead, but to answer that, we took a little time away from Fort Mojave while we were getting Kingman up and running. My chef up there, her name is Rhonda Diaz. She's awesome up in Kingman. So say hi to her when you go up there. But now that that one's kind of settled and kind of doing its thing, we start back on Fort Mojave actually this upcoming week.
Okay.
We start tenant improvement inside, painting, wallpaper, all that stuff. We already got some of the equipment in there. So I want to say probably late June, early July, and then Havasu is on our next stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you could start shopping in Havasu for a building by the end of the year.
Could. Yeah.
Good.
Could. I'll put it this way. I've already looked at 2 buildings.
Okay.
Right? I didn't like them, but I'm looking. So, yeah, Havasu, we're coming your way.
Havasu has a little bit more restaurants than Bullhead or Kingman.
They do. They've got some really talented and really good restaurants up there. But I think what we have, I think we'll just add, would complement everything that they have up there.
Okay.
So, we get a lot of demand from Havasu, so we're super excited about it.
Are any of them doing fresh food like you?
There is a couple places they do fresh, but they only do like a small bit. They only focus on a handful of items.
Not their entire menu.
No, not the entire menu, nothing like that, right? So, again, I think we'll bring a nice niche to the community up in Havasu, and I think it's definitely well needed.
So with Rhonda and Kingman as a chef, is she calling you saying, Eric, I created a new product?
No.
No?
No. No.
Not yet?
Not yet, right? Now, if she gets a lot of demand for something that's very unique to Kingman region or something along those lines, or we want to work locally with their community garden and create something,
okay. Then
I'm definitely open to it. Now, Rhonda is extremely talented, and she knows how to put those plates together, but we'll work together on it.
And speaking of community garden, you're on the committee here in Bullhead with Eddie and Travis, and I don't know who else is on the committee.
Yeah, there's quite a few. We got four master gardeners, and I'm the vice president. We have a president. His name's Michael. And, we got a lot of people on there, and it's coming along. We've been working on this for almost 2 years now with Dr. Waheed Zeri. He kind of started the whole process. And we started mocking out beds, and we got a lot of support and help donations from Redmond Construction and from Aquatic Pools, Beaucourt, and probably missing a handful of people. Ed Dean from Eagle Fencing.
Right.
They all, helped out and did a lot of things. But, yeah, we got, 2 acres. We're hoping that we're going to make this season where you can come and rent a bed annually and come in as you please and grow your own corn, watermelon, whatever you feel like, you know.
And you'll have people there to coach them if they want to?
Yeah, so we'll have master gardeners there. We'll have a check-in area where people can come in and check in with somebody that's there, security around there.
Okay. And this is going to be right near City Hall?
Yes, yeah, it's right behind the Senior Center right there, so which is great. And we're going to have some nice walking paths, gazebos. We're actually going to be putting an outdoor barbecue area. I know the chef at ProFit Kitchen, and that way I can do some classes there for people that want to learn how to cook various things. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's coming along.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, and I threw you under the bus a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
I had Ed Catafamo in here, and I forget the gentleman's name. He's going to be the new principal at the high school at Desert Star Academy.
Yes.
And I told them that when they start their culinary course, that they would be able to come into your kitchen before you open and learn things.
I would love that.
When you open it for Mojave.
There you go. Yeah. I would love that.
So this is until next school year. So this is going to happen around August, September. You're going to open in maybe June, July.
Yep.
It should be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. They've reached out to us a couple times already.
Oh, good.
Wanting us to look at doing their school lunches and things like that. Because they won't have a cafeteria. And same
thing. Get to that, yeah.
Yeah, same thing in Kingman. They kind of set it up where, one day a week they get something from Panda Express, or one day a week they get, something from Pizza Hut or whatever. But more and more people are seeing, I want my kid to eat healthier.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, you already take your kid to a charter school because they're different than a public school.
Right.
So you've already made that commitment
to your
child's education.
Right. Exactly.
Why not give them good meal at lunch?
Good nutritious meals, just helps with their sports, their academics, all that, right? So why wouldn't you? I spoke at the Arizona Gang Authorities. Jeff Files.
Right.
He asked me to do this, and I remember one of the questions I asked, right? There's 150 police officers undercover, whatever, right? And, I asked them the question.
Gang detectives.
Exactly. Yep. Thank you. I asked them the question, and, how many of you would die for your children, right? And, of course, all of them, right? They all raise their hands. And then I said, okay, I got a question for you. How many of you would eat healthy for your kids? And they all kind of, I stumped them. They all stopped and looked at each other like, what does he mean, right? And it's like, how many of you would actually start eating healthy to teach your kids the right way so when they get older, they're not fighting diabetes, they're not fighting all these obesity issues or autoimmune challenges and things like that because of all the stuff they put in our foods nowadays, right? Like, it's critical that we teach our kids from a young age how to eat and how to drink smoothies and how to drink, you know, what to eat. You
so
know?
Now if you go to ProFit in Bullhead or Kingman, you may be sitting around a bunch of guys dressed in black that are part of the gang unit for Mojave County. And
Right.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have a question, you can always text me or you can just call in 234-343-1065. To me.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
No one cares for bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
The new edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk dominates again. KNTR Talk's Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host in the country. Dave Ramsey is number two. Ryan Kilmeade is three. Dana Lash comes in at five. And Mark Levin is number six. That means KNTR Talk is five hosts of the top six in Talkers.com Heavy 100. Bill O'Reilly comes in at 38th, and Dennis Prager comes in at 49th. KNTR Talk has seven of the year's top 50 talkers. With an estimated combined listenership of 80 million nationwide, it's no wonder you tuned into KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3. The voice of the free. The most listened to radio station in Mojave County. If you're in business, a political candidate, or PAC, consider KNTR Talk for advertising results. KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station. Stream KNTR Talk via KNTRTalk.com or the TuneIn app.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. I mentioned earlier that it is Bike Week here. It's Mayhem Motorcycle Rally. It starts on the 25th, which is Thursday, and goes through Sunday, all at Community Park and inside the Chamber Building. Yes, go to mayheminfo.com for more info. Saturday is National Take Back Day. That's the day that the federal government, the DEA, supports a national take-back. Drop off old prescriptions. Bullhead Police and Lake Havasu Police are participating from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at their headquarters. You can call Bullhead PD at 928-763-9200 or call Havasu PD at 855-1171 if you have questions. Or just clean out your closet. You know, clean out the old drugs and get rid of them. And Saturday, it's the Beach Boys concert at Harrah's. Yeah, outdoor amphitheater. The Beach Boys. Yeah, of course, some of them have changed. Some of them have died. Get real. But, you know, they still play all the good stuff. Yeah, at Harrah's, Saturday night. If you want tickets, 702-298-4600. And then finally on Sunday, it's Hitchin' the Heroes for Veterans. Yes, at the New Pioneer. 10 o'clock, and you go to the website. It's for tickets, it's call the Laughlin Chamber, okay? They got a website, and it's funky. It took me 10 minutes to get it out. So just call the Laughlin Chamber for more information. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Yes, we have it here in the tower. Yeah, everybody, every floor, fiber internet. Doesn't fail, doesn't go down. Nobody ever has to leave early because the internet failed. No. And in Bullhead and Fort Mojave, you got it too. Go to TWNCOMM.com and sign up today. You can sign up. I have it at home. My wife streams TV all day long. She loves it. You can have it too. It doesn't fail. Doesn't fade. 23,000 connections available. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, it's 2024, your time to buy a house? Well, how about a vacation home? How about a mobile home? How about a pool? Well, you're going to need somebody with some dough. Yeah. Chad Hansen, the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. He's got lots of dough. He's got a vault underneath his desk full of cash. Call him at 928-288-2691. Go in and sit down with him. Tell him what you need. He'll just go in the vault, get your cash. Here you go. Oh, so simple. Call him. All right, we're back with Eric from ProFit Kitchen. And you just got an award kind of in your short time in Kingman already. You haven't been there long.
Yeah.
And already you're a City of Kingman Clean City Commissioner.
Yeah, so it was a surprise. Rod Oberg, the city commissioner up there, called me or texted me and said, hey, could you come up for one of our meetings? And I'm like, sure, I'd love to. And went up there, and they presented me with this award for, just taking extra time and thoughtful, carefulness of, putting our restaurant together. And the area around it, having even the area that isn't even ours cleaned up because it's in the view of our restaurant and things like that. So they gave me an award for all of our efforts on making Kingman a much prettier place.
It's kind of neat when you do something like that. Like you're saying, some of the property wasn't yours, but you still cleaned it up to make it presentable.
Yeah.
And someone noticed that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah.
And you'll be doing that, of course, for Mojave's a brand new building, but still, you do the inside and the outside and everything in your colors, and it makes it look good.
Exactly.
So that was an abandoned building before you took it over, so
it's very for 2 years.
So they're very happy.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and your big ribbon cutting is going to be the 2nd, which is next week, right?
Oh, yeah, coming up, May 2nd.
At 4 o'clock?
Yep, from 4 to 6. So we'll be doing hand-passed hors d'oeuvres and shakes, smoothies, things like that.
Cool.
And
I'll mark my calendar to get another banana.
There you go.
Strawberry shake on May 2nd.
There you go, Please come and visit us.
Oh, I would have to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited because I was a part of this, and you and I met.
Oh, yeah.
At Arby's, I think?
Yes.
And had lunch?
Yeah. Besides Anita Bray, because she's the one that introduced me to the property opening here, you were like the first person I met with.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because she told me, you got to call this guy. He's going to open a restaurant. I go, open a restaurant? Yeah. Yeah. Where Firehouse Coffee was. Really?
Right?
And look at it now.
Yeah, I know.
Jeepers.
I know.
You go in there and you see 10 people you know at lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is. And you've done great.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Well,
I appreciate the community so much.
Well, and your son now is your chef.
Yeah. So yeah, he's doing an amazing job, and I can rely on him. And, it's funny. I kept him out of restaurants his whole life, and, and now he's like one of my best cooks. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Exciting.
Yeah.
All right. ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com, if you need more information.
Yeah. Check us out.
All right. I'll see you on May 2nd.
Okay. Thanks,
Eric.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Let's take a break. Then we're going to bring in Matt Hammerhand with Barron Services and Barron Pest Solutions.
Bitch started a joke. Bitch started the hoe.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate-Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey, this is Devin with Dr. D's Gourmet Creations, and went to go visit my old chemistry teacher one day, and I saw he was making jerky, and I said, why don't we try selling this? And ever since then, we've been trying to create these awesome scientific experiment creations. Dr. D's helped me become a business person, is what I've always wanted to actually do, and my old chemistry teacher gave me that opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it.
This is our town, the place we call home.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perrella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by, how about Mojave Electric Cooperative? MEC and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. Yes, they've created a website just for you. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com for all your questions. Up-to-date details. This is still in, several phases to do here, so it's still in the planning process. If there's not information that's not there that you are dying to need for yourself, call 763-1110 and ask them. 66 Auto Sales. Oh, it's the largest pre-owned car lot in Mojave County. Yeah, anywhere. Right there in the corner, Route 66 in downtown Kingman. 50 years they've been on that corner. 50 years they've been selling quality used vehicles. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, SUVs, luxury cars, economy cars, four-wheel drive. What do you want? What do you want? Just go look. In fact, you can look on the web. You can peek and see what's on the lot. 66auto.com. And remember, people still come first at 66 Auto. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They introduced the new French toast platters. Oh, yeah. Whole bunch of them. Banana, nut, and caramel French toast platter. Strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. Blueberry, lemon blueberry French toast platter. And strawberry covered in chocolate. Oh yeah, French toast platter. Only at Perkins in Bullhead City. And welcome, Matt Hammerhan. How are you, sir?
Good there. How are you?
Good. How's the world of Barron's?
The world of Barron is good. You know, it's changing. And so that's a good thing. We haven't talked about it much in the community, but we've recently sold off our landscape and pool division, right. And we're in the process of hopefully finishing off a sale of our security division.
Okay.
And so we'll be down to what we started with, which was
Pest
Solutions and the thing that my parents worked so hard to build and what got us so in love with this community. And so it's been an interesting transition the last 30 days. It'll be another 30, 60 days, but we're really excited to announce that that's happening. We're excited to get back to our roots and focus on the pest control world.
And businesses need to grow and change with the economy and with what's going on. Other businesses have picked up pools.
Sure.
And you guys were like a year out because you only wanted a half a dozen or so.
Yeah, there's been a definite need for it, But like we've talked about from the beginning, we started doing the landscape world, the pool world, the security world. We did it because there was a need in the community. There was an opportunity to join forces with people who had great relationships in the community. There was an opportunity to, you know, expand the business, which everybody wants to do,
sure.
Right? Don't get me wrong. Everybody wants to be successful and that sort of thing. And so it was a timing thing for us. And now it's the reverse. You know, we're excited. We're able to sell off the pool and landscape to, the Labriola family. And,
okay.
For most listeners, they know Labriola Masonry.
Oh, yeah.
For their wall work. They've been here for 30 plus years. And, Mark and Cole wanted to get more into the pool and landscape world. So,
okay.
They've opened up Labriola Pool and Landscape, and they'll be very successful. Again, timing for them. And then on the security side, it looks like we have a really good relationship, or we'll have an agreement with Alarm Tech, who's been
okay.
here locally for a very long time. Young guys, eager to grow like we were when I was their age, and I'm not anymore. And so again, for them, timing, right?
The
timing was right, and we're. We're selling off to people who I think have a strong tie to the community, which is so important to us.
And then all your employees, did they go with each one of those? So
yeah.
In other words, if Mark say, let me have your employees, because we know that everyone's starving for employees out there. So
yeah,
why not take people that have already been doing it?
100%. Yeah. Part of our agreement was very simple. This is something you want to do, then you take our employees. If they want to go,
right.
You take our employees. You make sure that you are paying them equally, if not more, than what they were doing.
Yeah.
And most of our employees did make the switch on the pool and landscape side. Not
okay.
all of them. Some people didn't. You know, it was an opportunity to move on.
Okay.
It sounds like all of our security employees will be moving over to Alarm Tech. They've had their conversations and relationships, and folks at Alarm Tech understand the importance of good employees.
Sure.
These are people that have been, you know, with us for, you know, 7 or 8 years, and then in the industry for 10, 15 years.
And,
so,
and when you talk about the landscaping, you had a guy that worked for you, Ryan Davis,
mm-hmm.
who kind of became a competitor. He was out there doing stuff too, and he's grown his business.
He has, yeah. CBI has done great. You know, Ryan never worked for us. Ryan always worked with us.
Okay.
And that was the relationship we had, right? I mean, you can term it any way you want to term it, but
yeah.
we were partners without being partners.
Okay.
And we couldn't do what we did without him. And I think we offered him an opportunity to, you know, kind of do his job without all the stress and the fuss of financing and
okay.
paying bills. And he loves to design and build stuff.
Right.
Right.
And he was out there helping out with the Boys and Girls Club.
With everything. You will not find him not volunteering somewhere.
Taught him well, man.
Yeah. Well, he is just a good guy, and he'll be very successful, and has been with the CBI Concepts
yeah.
business. And we're super proud that he's doing that.
He just did retired firefighter Pete Van Roy's house, the whole front of his house.
Yep. Yeah. I saw
Pete
that.
Put a whole bunch of pictures on Facebook, you know. Thanks, yep. Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, and that's the kind of people that you want to do business with.
Right.
And those are the people that we've created relationships with over the years, and people
mm-hmm.
who love the community and want to be a part of it. They're not just looking to make a buck. So, yeah, Ryan's been 25 successful.
25 people that are listening right now that are friends of Pete Van Roy. So I got to go buy pizza and see his
right, exactly. Exactly. Poor Pete. Be like Christmas lights
yeah,
in the holidays.
Exactly.
Somebody's driving by.
What the heck's going on here? There's a parade out in front of my house.
Exactly.
But landscaping is that way. It's as much as you want to put into it and make it as big as you want.
Sure. Sure.
So, and then, of course, now with Labriola with pools and fences, I mean, cheaper.
It's a natural fit for them.
Yeah.
You know, they were already doing fencing and walls. And Cole, you know, Mark's son, is has always been
yeah.
very interested in it. And they'll do great. And, again, excited that we were able to do that for many years and be successful and enjoy that. And as, you know, we've gotten older,
now
you want to do a little less. So.
Now, your partner that was the pool genius,
uh-huh.
he was on every pool site every day.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
they going to keep that concept? Or
yeah, so,
is he going with them, or is he retiring too?
No, Dan, our business partner, is on our business partner in all the companies, even though he was, you know, 95% pool stuff. He's been helping them through the transition.
Okay,
and, you know, we were able to sell off a few contracts with the sale, and he's going to follow through on every one of those jobs
and
be on those jobs. If it takes
good.
A year, it takes a year.
Right.
Because that's the relationship we've built with our customers. And,
sure.
and so once Dana's done helping the Labriola family transition, then he'll come back to the pest world, and we're super excited to get him back. It's been
seven
or 8 years since he's been involved, and,
okay.
He's super excited about it too. So, that's just going to help Barron get better and help
good.
Barron, you know, improve. So,
and this is the time of year right now, as we start to get hotter, that pest business picks up?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think most people are listening and probably are starting to see stuff, whatever it might be. And
but I got to tell you, I don't see stuff.
That's good.
Because you're there every month.
That's good. I love that you say that.
You're in our house every single month. We pay the same. We don't see anything.
That's good.
We don't see the change. I hear it from neighbors.
Right.
But we don't see the change. We don't see snakes. We don't see bugs. We don't see spiders.
And you're one of the smart ones that takes it all year long because you know, like our customers should know, that if you stop in the winter and that residual product's not there, you are probably going to see more activity coming into the summer season. So
I heard a cricket at a neighbor's house last night when I was out with our dogs, and I went, hey, that ain't my house.
I'd love to hear that.
Me too. Well, I'm just glad that I don't have anything.
And it's sometimes that you do, even with pest control, you get stuff.
But every month you treat the property every month and you make it.
A good chemical barrier around the exterior of the home should be enough to keep stuff away most of the year.
During this time of year when the heat, and what, do you have to change any of your chemicals at all?
Oh, most definitely. So summertime is when you have to bring in chemicals that have a little more of what we call a residual, something that lasts a little longer with our heat.
Okay.
These products are, talking bigger terms, they're microencapsulated products, so they are protected from the elements.
You learned that in class.
Yeah, exactly. And that microencapsulated products come with a higher expense. They last longer. And if we use what we use in the winter, it would last 10 days. In the winter, it lasts 30. In the summer, it lasts 10. So most definitely, we're changing exterior product for sure.
Okay.
But that's everything else that we're using is pretty good throughout the year. But that exterior product has to change once it gets warmer.
And you call your employees technicians because they're not spraying for bugs. They're not that guy that 20 years ago just came to your house and sprayed around the outside and left.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the technicians are taught to treat with care, with knowledge, with expertise, with reasoning. Because the idea of putting 5 gallons of chemical around the outside of your house just because that's what you're supposed to do, why?
Right.
Well, right? Treat where you're supposed to treat.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to resolve your issues.
Correct. And it doesn't mean, you see the old school. And we still do a little bit because some people are so old school. But
sure.
the big rig comes out and you're, treating with the gun all over the front yard and there's chemical everywhere. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, let's be specific about where we're putting things. Let's use products the way they're intended. Let's use good products.
And I was in a business one time and one of your guys was there and it was the back of the kitchen of this business. And they were saying that they'd seen a mouse. And your guy was telling them, you might have seen it in this location, but let me show you where he came in.
Correct.
So, I mean, your guy didn't just say, well, okay, we'll just spray the whole floor.
Right.
Well, no, let us show you where he came in. He or she, the mouse came in. I mean, so.
There's a science to it. There's a practice to it, right?
There's a reason they're a technician.
Correct.
It's not just it's not the old 20 years ago.
Correct.
Like you said, sprayer.
Or if you go to the local hardware store and you get something for mice or rodents of some kind, it's going to tell you where to put it, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to tell you, because they don't want you to figure out how to stop them coming in. They want you to buy as many of these things as possible,
exactly.
Right? So, and we call that exclusion in our industry. Yeah. How do we keep things from coming out to in? How do we exclude that, whether it be pigeons or rodents or whatever it is? And that is the science of pest control, not the practice of pest control, the science of pest control and why we do what we do. So there is more to it than people think.
Yes.
And maybe not 20, 30 years ago, it was just guys all suited up and masked up, and he's, stay away for 4 hours.
20 years ago, they still took my trash can and dumped it in the front of the trash
truck.
Now it's all done by a machine.
There
you go. Nobody gets out of the truck.
The times have definitely changed.
Things do change. And in your field, it's become more technical.
Yeah.
And the science of understanding why you're treating this property for what.
And what to use and when to use it and why to use it. And I think that separates us from a lot of companies throughout the country. I think the better companies are specific about where they treat, why they treat, with what products, and not just putting on the show of, look at me putting chemical all over your house and you're going to be protected.
Right.
And
there's
and
not
it's
one.
Important.
It's not your truck doesn't have just one tank.
No.
or one can or one bottle.
Correct.
Correct. Because everyone's property is different. I'm sure the people in the Valley have different issues than the people in Bullhead.
Exactly.
I'm sure people in Kingman and Havasu and Phoenix have different
people on the water compared to people up in the mountain area, people that live in mobile homes compared to houses, people that are visitors compared to full-timers. There's different scenarios no matter where you go, and that our technicians are trained, and we love when you say that because we've trained you as a customer to understand the difference between just doing pest control and doing pest control the right way. So,
you know, it's for us, it's just like, and they text me, we'll be at your house tomorrow between 2 and 2:30. I'm like, wow.
Service.
Customer service.
Service.
How cool is that? And then I just have to take the text and send it to my wife because I'm not going to be there, you know. And then one time I pulled in my neighborhood and there was a guy sitting on one of your trucks sitting on the corner. I said, are you sitting here waiting to come to my house? He goes, no. He goes, I just left the house. I said, oh, okay. Because he was treating somebody else's property in my neighborhood. One time I went to home and the guy was sitting in front of my house. I went, he's here early. I went down. I said, you're here a little early. Yeah, I'll just wait. No, come do it. You know?
Yeah.
Come do it. Go home early today.
That's that 10-minute window that we preach. We've talked about it before, which I love it. It's what built us is if you're a 3 o'clock, then you're a 10 minutes to 3 or you're a 10 after 3. And we don't come early or late. Now, if you're okay with it, that's great. But we don't assume that you're okay with it because you made an appointment and you know when your guy or gal is going to be there. And That is, again, one of the differences in what we do and some other people do. So I think that's important. And again, I love that as a customer, not just because we talk about it, but as a customer, you know this is the difference between us and maybe other people and or other companies. And everybody's got a lot of good companies in this town. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, but we're all a little different. So. Right.
And you do Mojave Valley and Fort Mojave and Needles and Bullhead and Laughlin.
The entire tri-state area. Yeah. We're going to soon be offering, which we haven't in our 30-year existence, offering weed control on the Nevada side.
Okay.
That's going to be something new that we'll bring to the area. And there's been a demand for a long time.
Can I get you to go up 68 and right in the middle lane, the island? Would you just drop a bunch of weed control there?
The city or
and then send a bill to the state?
Yeah, the state and the city must love those medians. I mean, the parkway and different areas. It's just going to happen there.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen there. And it's almost like let it happen. It looks pretty-ish, like things are growing and let them die off.
Well,
it can be very unappealing when you're looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, cause especially coming down the beautiful view of the river as you're coming down the mountains. And you're
just as you come into Bullhead, you go, what the heck is it? You know?
Every year.
And the problem is that it doesn't take a whole lot of dirt for a weed to grow.
No. I mean, 1/8 of an inch.
Yeah, because I put down rock in my front yard, and I still get weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have plastic underneath it, so I know that the dust and the dirt has gathered in the rocks.
Correct.
Creating the weeds.
And that weed barrier that people use, I mean, that barrier used to be laced with chemical. That used to be the way, why it was so nice to have, right? It kept the weeds away. Nowadays, with the way the world is, no one's letting that happen, right?
Nope.
So now it's just a barrier, and within a year, the dirt and dust that we get is going to settle on that barrier, and you're going to get weeds in that 1/8 of an inch.
Exactly.
And weed control is honestly the best thing that we do for homeowners because it's affordable. It's 6-month guarantee. It's not going to kill everything that ever grows.
Right.
No, that's just not possible. I mean, the products, you'd have to use a sterilant, which you can't use in residential areas. So, it's honestly, if you keep doing it once every 6 months and you keep the retreats up, you won't see weeds, and you don't have to go out and pull them, and you don't have to worry about your HOA or your neighbors.
I drove out of my neighborhood today, and people on the corner were out there pulling weeds in their yard, and I'm like, wow.
Yep.
But they never had plastic down, so they have a ton of weeds they're pulling.
And every time you pull a weed, you're spreading seeds. So, yeah, it looks nice to get rid of the weed by pulling it, but without a pre-emergent or a post-emergent product to kill the root of that weed, you're just going to get them back again. And yes, don't get me wrong, it's cheaper to go out yourself and go pull some weeds, but just not as it's a waste of your time. Your time is more important than that.
And now you got to do it early because it's getting hot.
Yeah, you never know when you have to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with Matt some more. If you have questions about your bugs, your weeds, give us a call, 234-343-1065, and Matt will answer your questions. No matter what, he's not shy. Give us a call.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The fitness center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willet City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Upspeeds and downspeeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
It doesn't get much better than having a job you love working with people you love, children. And when you become a certified child care provider, you can spend your days surrounded by your favorite people. Enjoy a fulfilling career caring for up to 4 children in your home. You'll get to run your own business, support children's development, provide parents with peace of mind, and make a difference in your community. Get certified to become a child care provider at acchildcare.org. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
Hi everyone, Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
May 11th, 2024 is the 32nd annual Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. You can help in the fight against hunger, and it's easy. Just place your non-perishable food donation at your mailbox on Saturday, May 11th, and your USPS letter carriers in Lake Havasu City, Parker, and Bullhead City will collect them. It's that easy. All food donations from customers will be distributed to local food banks. This year's drive will be held Saturday, May 11th. This drive is sponsored by the Postal Service and the National Association of Letter Carriers.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kinfarella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you have an emergency, you want help fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, well, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24/7 for you, the customer. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, it's a new fitness center. Have you checked it out yet? It's brand new. Brand new workout equipment. Pro Maxima equipment. It's all brand new. 7 days a week, 7 to 8. Open 12 hours a day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, exercises, you know, cardio exercises, steam room. What do you want? $50 a month, because it's first class, that's why. No sweaty little teenagers in there. Oh, I didn't say that. Open to the public, it is. It's newest fitness center in Bullhead City. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Well, you can start at Legacy. They will hire you and train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant. Yes. Get more money when you get that certificate. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs the services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, we're talking about Laughlin Ranch there. We got about 5 minutes left, and you're on the Booster Club for MCC, who has a tournament coming up here in just a couple of weeks. The Bighorn Golf Tournament.
Yeah, we've got MCC Booster, the athletic club for MCC's Booster for the soccer program, and hopefully maybe other programs down the road.
Yeah.
We do three golf tournaments a year. We just did our first annual in Havasu a couple weeks ago. May 3rd and 4th is our Bullhead, our second annual Bullhead event. We still have openings for teams and sponsors.
And for more information, you want to call Gary Reynolds, 716-8182.
Yep, or you can do mccbooster@gmail.com, and we can send you information. And then June 7th and 8th is the second annual Kingman tournament. And so we, between those three tournaments, we look to raise roughly $75,000 to $80,000 towards our goal of $200,000 annually, which is what we need.
And you were just mentioning that people have said, well, how come they're not practicing in the field house? Well, the field house, a football field is just a tad too small for a soccer field. So they've been using the field at Firebird Field, which is like Mojave Accelerated Field, I guess.
Yeah, it's been moved around. It's the one that Fiesta Bowl came in and Legacy Foundation improved all those years ago. And yeah, so the field house, when it was designed, obviously no one thought there'd be a college soccer.
Exactly.
And so it's not wide enough to work, which we were really hoping it would.
Right.
Great environment, right? College soccer.
Yeah.
But between the city and the boosters and the college, they have put in time, money, energy to even further improve that Firebird Field, which Legacy and Fiesta Bowl did many years ago, to further improve that, to even improve the grass, to build dugouts. We're putting a full block wall around the entire thing. We're creating a stadium environment for these college kids, and their program starts this August.
Right.
So I think the girls' team is at 24 of 25 players. The boys are roughly 20 of 25.
When will the condominium be, or the housing be done?
Right. Yeah, that has to be done before the students get here. And so the college and their relationship with the builder, they're going to get it done. It's going to happen.
Which
so
is like just a couple months.
It's just a couple months. Wow. It's crazy how quickly it's all coming
Holy
together.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the best part about it is the girls' team is filled with half of our local kids. When I say local, I mean Havasu, Bullhead, Kingman.
Sure.
Half the team is local kids, which was one of our main focuses was let's give our locals a place to stay and go to college, right? Our boys, the number's less, but it's enough where we're going to get there over the years.
Okay.
And our local soccer kids will have an opportunity to play college soccer. And, of course, they'll bring in kids from other states and international players to build this team. They're going to be a competitive junior college team.
Well, and I think that locally, Havasu, Bullhead, and Kingman, now the students, I don't care if they're in 8th grade, 10th grade, you know, they can now see they got a place to go right here in the here in the community.
I've been here for almost 30 years, and we've talked about it for 30 years. We got to keep our kids here.
Yeah.
We got to give them an opportunity to stay here, whatever it is, and it's different for every kid, and this is something we've never had.
Right.
And hopefully soccer turns into golf or baseball or I don't know, who knows, no pressure, but hopefully hopefully we can increase those programs.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, because it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
I hope so.
I mean, under the leadership of Stacy Klippenstein, this is unbelievable.
He's amazing.
Yeah. We're so lucky to have, you know, soccer kicking off in just a couple months in Mojave Community College. It's amazing.
Come check them out. Come August,
September.
We're lucky
that people like you and Steve Moss and Meddy and some of the other people that are on the committee.
It takes a village, is what we always say.
It
I don't
does.
Care what it is.
Yeah,
it takes a village.
You got people from all three cities participating in the Booster Club.
Yep, and we love it. We're proud of it.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. You got season tickets?
Always. Always.
But you still have one in high school?
I do. I have a sophomore, we're following him around the state playing golf for the next few months. He's not a bad little golfer. We're proud of him, and we'll see where it takes him.
Hey, golf is great for kids.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Our kids have played all the sports. I played all the sports. It is the best sport to get your kid into. It's him against everyone, against himself.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to help him. No, he can't sub out. He can't take an inning off. Or
a lot less opportunity to get hurt, too.
That is true. It is a great, great sport for young folks.
Yeah. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry, as
Barron,
always.
Barron, 758-5499.
Yes, sir, and barronservices.us.
That's right. That's a great website. You can learn all about it and all about their technicians and why they treat and what you need for your home and your business. All right.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Matt.
As always.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. Speak Out from Lake Havasu City is up next with Brother Jim's going to be in the studio and Buster Johnson, County Supervisor, tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.